the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. What happened here in Colombia is being investigated by the director of the Secret Service. I expect that investigation to be thorough, and I expect it to be rigorous. If it turns out that some of the allegations that have been made in the press are confirmed, then of course I'll be angry. Because my attitude with respect to the Secret Service personnel is no different than what I expect out of my delegation that's sitting here. We're representing the people of the United States. And when we travel to another country, I expect us to observe the highest standards. Because we're not just representing ourselves. We're here on behalf of our people.
There's President Obama in Colombia commenting on the scandal involving 11 Secret Service agents and a Colombian prostitution ring. So the Secret Service sex scandal is where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen getting started right away with radio host Bob Rose and Jay Henderson. They talked on their program about this incident and what they think is going to happen now as the result of the scandal.
Secret Service allegedly hanging out and cavorting, I say, with prostitutes and drinking excessively at the Hotel Caribe in Colombia. Why weren't they drinking Colombian coffee? What else were they doing? I don't know. Here, I'll give it the long and short of it. Is it a big story? Well, yeah, because, you know, look, it's close to the president's, a Secret Service, has to do with, you know, sex and prostitution and a foreign country and all that, and caliente, it's hot. But in the grand scheme of things, is it like an espionage? Was there a weak link? Is, you know, were they getting close to the president kind of a scenario? No. Here's what it was. The Secret Service guys are used to being, having a pretty good time and an easy time with the ladies at their various travel points they have to go to and the advance team and make sure things are safe for the president, etc. If the president is in town or just about there, really their work is done for the most part. I mean, they're done. The protection team that surrounds the president, of course, then they're in high alert mode and they bust their butts during that time. So these guys did their work and then they're ready to cut loose and have a party. Well, I think they just found some attractive girls that were just more than happy to go back to the hotel room with them. And then at the end of a very exciting, fun party night, wow, Colombia is like the greatest place in the world. These guys were all loving it. And then, the ladies, you know, said, we need to settle up. Huh? Yeah, we do this for a living. This is what we do. Ruh-roh!
Secret Service is like, well, this is what we do for a living.
And Secret Service, remember, they're related to law enforcement, so they're cheap. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean it as a fact. And so they're not going to whip out the credit cards and start paying for those services. Huh?
Nothing.
Oh. Sometimes you say things that are neat, and we need to hear them on the air, and sometimes you say things that
yeah, that was
are
neat,
not
but
for
there's
the
no way that could have gone on the air when you talk about they were whipping up the credit card to pay for the bill.
Okay.
What I said would have been inappropriate put on the air.
All right.
Well, so that's why I sent it off, Mike.
Good point.
Simply to distract you. Ruin the train of thought.
Well, actually, it was a really good joke, but we have to maintain our family friendliness. Well, if we can, after doing the story, but that bottom line is, these guys are egotistical. The ladies usually like them wherever they go. They get free drinks. They get ladies that put hotel room keys in their hands and all kinds of stuff. Matter of fact, there's a Secret Service agent now retired who wrote a book about it just recently. It just came out and talks about all these kinds of things. And so they thought they were getting either a freebie on the house or they were just so incredibly handsome that the girls couldn't resist them. But no, they were working ladies, and at the end of the night, they needed to get paid. When the Secret Service did not want to pay them, that's when the problems began. And that's the long and short of it. And you'll see if the truth comes out, that's pretty much how it's going to go, in my opinion.
You want to hear more about this, right? Okay. More Secret Service sex scandal stories when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how are you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Back into the hot hits and talk radio, focusing now on that Secret Service sex scandal. Here's host Joel Riley about the incident in Colombia involving members of the Secret Service with some prostitutes.
Dave, what's the word down there as pertaining to the Secret Service scandal?
Well, let me just give you the nuts and bolts of this. 11 Secret Service agents, 5 military personnel. It all took place on Wednesday night before President Obama arrived. And the ironic thing is that it happened at the Hotel Caribe, which is where I stayed and where basically the rest of the U.S. media stayed. So the most ironic thing about this is that the entire media was staying in a hotel where this all took place. The men were basically taking women back to their hotel rooms, and the policy of the hotel, that is, if you have an extra guest who stays at your hotel room, the person has to leave their ID at the front desk and has to leave by 7 a.m., what happens is 7 a.m. passes, the hotel staff goes to the room to find the woman. They get there, and she's arguing with the Secret Service agent about paying her. He's not paying the prostitute. There's a big problem. They call the police. The police file a report. Then they contact the U.S. Embassy, and then all of it breaks loose. We find out that all these guys have these prostitutes in their rooms.
So the media is in the hotel, and we don't find out until the police report is filed?
Basically, I mean, because the summit didn't actually start until Saturday, so it happens Wednesday night. All the media hasn't filed in yet.
Okay.
And so that's basically why the media hadn't found out about it. But, I mean, again, something like that happens. No one really saw. There's all sorts of things happening, and they basically try to keep it a secret.
So 16 total people from our either Secret Service or military. So where are they right now? Are they still serving? They're on the clock? Are they off the clock?
No. Well, I mean, the Secret Service agents were sent home and relieved of their duty. The five military personnel, as of yesterday, I haven't had the latest on this, as of yesterday, were confined to their rooms and had, you know, basically had a house arrest, if you want to look at it that way. They couldn't leave their room. So 11 relieved of service and basically fired the five military personnel. We're not sure what they were doing in Colombia. They were confined to their rooms.
It seems, and what little I know about the Secret Service, an awful lot of it comes from 007 movies, it seems like this would be the kind of lifestyle that these guys, I mean, they're really, the president's not there, the conference is not happening, they're blowing off steam, and I'm certainly not condoning prostitution, but when you live that kind of high-intensity, high-stress kind of life, I mean, can this be the first instance of this kind of thing happening?
Well, I mean, You hear stories about Secret Service agents all the time, but what's going to happen is there's going to be a hearing at some point. Peter King, who's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says that his staff is going to launch an investigation and that this can't be the first time that this has happened. In light of the whole thing that happened with the GSA in Las Vegas, I'm assuming that they're paying more attention to things like this, spending and things of that nature. What I think they're going to look at, basically, are what are these guys doing? Has it happened before, A? And B, are they using this money for these prostitutes and partying and things like that? And are they expensing it to the White House? And are we spending money on prostitution as well? So, I mean, that's going to be something they're going to look into as well.
Yep, the Secret Service sex scandal. Isn't that fun to listen to? How about talk host LaDonna Harvey focusing in on the possibility this scandal will spread to the military? In other words, ooh, this is nothing new.
The Secret Service is in trouble. A lot of trouble. This scandal that has rocked the Secret Service could spread to the military. It could actually spread a little bit, as many as five military personnel, possibly more than that, could be in trouble as well. It's about hookers in Colombia. And this is not about morals, even though, and I think somebody made the point earlier today, she had said, you know, if you decide that you're going to pay for a hooker, you should know that that hooker was probably sexually abused as a child, is being sexually abused and physically abused by a pimp, is having her money taken by a pimp. This is not a happy business, hookerdom. There is no such thing as a happy hooker. And rarely is there such thing as a sober hooker. So here's what we have. We have some men who should have known better who got involved in this scandal over not paying a hooker. These are the best and brightest, these Secret Service agents. And here's the deal. It doesn't matter if you are Client 9, Elliot Spitzer, Mr. Crackdown on Corruption, Governor. It doesn't matter if you are Mark Foley and you're trying to muck about with the Senate pages. It doesn't matter if you're Larry Craig and you're playing tippy-tap in the airport bathroom. It doesn't matter if you're any of those people. The problem is that it opens you up to blackmail. The problem is what it leads to down the road. And apparently it's called a honey trap, and it's not unusual. British MI5 counterintelligence agency several years ago actually sent a warning out to British banks and other financial institutions and said that China is engaging in a wide-ranging effort to blackmail Western business people via sexual relationships. If you're a married man here in the United States, what is the last thing you want your wife to find out? That's right. That's the last thing you want your wife to find out. Doesn't matter if it meant something or not, you don't want your wife finding out. So here we have a bunch of guys who should have known better, who really should have known better, who got involved in this in Colombia and opened themselves up to a world of hurt, not just because of being recalled. What they've done is they've messed up their personal lives and they've messed up their professional lives. Because if you're a Secret Service agent and back in Virginia, where you live with your wife and your three kids, you are suddenly home on sudden vacation rather than in Colombia doing duty with the president, your wife pretty much knows you were somehow involved. So you fouled up your job and you fouled up your home life.
All right, enough of that. Let's get to the Trayvon Martin case in this hour. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio, talk television, and the talk media in general, and that certainly still includes the Trayvon Martin case. Dr. Drew Pinsky talked to George Zimmerman's lawyer, Mark O'Mara, about signing on to this volatile case.
Was this a case that you had to really think long and hard about to take? Were you afraid for the safety? I talked to Mark Garagos yesterday, last night, and he said he at times he's been afraid for his family when he's taken very unpopular cases or had horrible things actually happen as a result of those cases. Did you have any of those kinds of concerns?
Yeah, you can't be ignorant of it. I mean, there is that concern out there because there's been a groundswell of the way the case was handled, and the focus went against Mr. Zimmerman. And, of course, when you add that there are concerns over whether or not there were racial implications to it, it makes it that much more of an emotional event. But, quite honestly, I'm hoping that the community, now that the process is moving forward, now that arrest has been made, that they will believe that let us give it our time, let us work through it, and the proper result will come, and that they'll both trust the system again. They may have had some concerns over the system, but I'm hoping they're going to trust it from this point forward.
Well, I don't think people are going to. I think, you know, all the research shows that African Americans have a disproportionate distrust of the system, and this whole experience has borne that out for them. It's reinforced all that. Are you sympathetic to African Americans that feel that way?
I understand the concerns, but, you know, what I do is represent people in a criminal case, and that focus is now on what Mrs. Zimmerman did that day. Did he do something wrong? How it happened? So the racial component doesn't really play into that for my goal and my purpose.
Although looking at the state of Florida's affidavit of probable cause, there were some things that kind of smack of potentially racially charged material. Let's face it.
I would agree that the affidavit makes some reference to that.
Here's radio host Tom Roten talking to attorney John Phillips about the way so many in the news media are spinning the story and where the truth actually lies.
There's been so much disinformation about this Trayvon Martin case and manipulation by the media. We've had people, and everybody's welcome to an opinion, and that's why you're here, but we've had people weigh in on this that probably had no business weighing in on this, from a U.S. senator to the president of the United States even. What do you see as the truth of this case from what you have right now, the facts that you have?
Right. What I tried to do is, as a trial lawyer, and I have a criminal and civil practice, is break down both sides. It was very one-sided in the beginning, and like you said, when Barack Obama is weighing in, saying he could be my son, you know, that's going to taint the jury pool. You know, I mean, that's now all of a sudden the sympathy is completely one-sided. And so I wanted to tell George Zimmerman's story and flesh out Trayvon's. And, you know, it's the Zimmerman story really hasn't been told very well. And it's, you know, he had break-in after break-in after break-in in his neighborhood, which had experienced some problems with the foreclosure mm-hmm. market. It was, you know, just a neighborhood that you know, frankly, just was taken over by a criminal element. And so, you know, he decided, they asked for a neighborhood watchman to step up, and frankly, according to his side of the facts, he was the only one that did.
Right.
And he took it very seriously. He had about 40 to 50 calls to 911 over a few-year period, and he actually apprehended one crook, and he was caught on the trail in his mind of another one who fit Trayvon Martin's profile.
What do you think the truth is about Zimmerman and Martin? Your chance to give us your 2 or 3 or 4 cents worth. You can talk about the Secret Service sex scandal, too, if you'd like to. Line up now at 800-510-8255. So your call's up next here on The Countdown.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best a record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening,
water filtration,
long-term food storage,
freeze-dried food,
heirloom seeds,
storm shelters,
survival communications,
solar power,
herbal medicine,
heating with wood,
living off junk,
home defense,
guns,
ammo.
Negotiate for your life.
Homeschool your children.
Start your own home-based business.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze-Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen,
and over 30 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 33 minutes after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues for this Tuesday, the 17th of April, and Trayvon Martin, that case, it's called the Martin case, maybe fairly it should be the Martin Zimmerman case, although that could be the name of somebody out there, Martin / Zimmerman. You get the gist of all of this. A week or so ago, there was a lot of controversy when Geraldo Rivera made reference to Trayvon Martin and suggested that hoodies were partially to blame for what happened to him. In this excerpt from his program, he talked to Trayvon Martin's parents.
A week ago, I ranted against hoodies like the one worn by Trayvon on the evening he was shot dead by George Zimmerman. Because in Zimmerman's words, Trayvon looked like he was up to no good. I said then that Trayvon's hoodie killed him as surely as George Zimmerman did. Now, what I was trying to do was caution parents that allowing their kids to wear hoodies or similar clothing in certain circumstances, particularly if they're minority young men, could be dangerous. But I never intended to hurt anyone's feelings, and certainly, Sabrina and Tracy, I never intended to hurt your feelings. I want to personally convey my deepest apologies to both of you. I am sorry if anything I said, Tracy, added to your misery.
Thank you for the apology. Your apology is accepted. Let me just add one thing with the wearing of the hoodie. I don't think America knows that. In fact, at the time of the incident, when he initially made the call, it was raining. So Trayvon had every right to have on his hood. He was protecting himself from the rain. So being suspicious, walking in the rain with your hoodie on is a crime, then I guess the world is doing something wrong.
All right, so there's Geraldo Rivera with Trayvon Martin's parents discussing the hoodie. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow the countdown by going to DougStephan.com, looking in the listen box. And there are all kinds of ways to connect through Facebook and Twitter. The issue is how this is being handled by the media as much as anything else. And here Howard Kurtz, a media analyst, talking to a couple of others of his ilk about the way the news media has been covering this case.
We finally have criminal charges in this case after 6 weeks of media finger-pointing and speculation, actual evidence from law enforcement, and yet it seems to me the commentators have just gone back to their same old arguments.
I think the commentators have, and you know, Sean Hannity has replayed many times this new Black Panther video of a hate group that put a bounty out on the head of George Zimmerman, and it effectively conflates the peaceful protest, the parents' call for a lack of violence. You know, Fox was late on this story, and now they're trying to talk about a rush to judgment. You know, Reverend Al, you can talk about the ethics of that, but to my mind, to endlessly replay this video is to question the whole press on this case.
Because the new Black Panther Party is a relatively minor fringe group?
They're a minor fringe group. What they did was despicable, but the way it's being replayed on Fox is to conflate peaceful protests and people who were calling for an arrest and a trial in this case.
Lola Oganaki, do you see the media here playing an inflammatory role as this has become kind of an obsession after the media, of course, spent the first 2 weeks being totally out to lunch on the importance of this fatal shooting of an unarmed teenager?
I don't think they're playing an inflammatory role. In fact, I think they've been responsible for the most part. What you are seeing is that the viewers want more and more news about this very subject. And we are in a position right now in news where it's about law of supply and demand, and the viewers are demanding more and more coverage. If we look at how the network, MSNBC has had 49% of their coverage dedicated to this. CNN has had about 40% of their coverage dedicated to this Trayvon Martin story, and Fox has only had about 15% of their coverage dedicated to this story. So if anything, what you're seeing is maybe Fox needs to play a little catch-up because viewers are not turned off by this story at all. In fact, what you're seeing is that they want more.
But that would suggest that just because viewers want more of a particular story, that it's fine for a cable news network to air as much as devote as much as half of its news time to one story about one tragedy in Florida?
Well, we can't go into what's right and wrong about these things. Ultimately, this is a business. It's a capitalist institution, and it's about the law and supply and demand. If your viewers are saying that they want more Trayvon Martin or they want more about Michael Jackson, then you've got to be mindful of that. That's just the reality of the news world that we live in today. And to pretend to ignore that is not being realistic.
All right, so the news world is a business world, and you cover the news with a slant, basically. That's what they're saying. So then, is it the news? 800-510-8255. The Trayvon Martin case in the focus here on the countdown. From CBS, Mark Strassman reports on the reasons why Judge Jessica Reisleiter may have to step down as the judge in this case.
Judge Jessica Rexedler might have to step aside from George Zimmerman's murder case. Her husband works in the same law firm as a CNN legal analyst, and Mark O'Mara, Zimmerman's lawyer, will decide next week whether he sees that as a conflict.
Mr. O'Mara, I look forward to seeing your decision as to how you choose to proceed.
Factual evidence, physical evidence.
Special Prosecutor Angela Corey's affidavit outlines her case. Zimmerman profiled Martin as a suspicious person and became the aggressor when he disregarded the police dispatcher on this call.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
If stand your ground becomes an issue, we fight it.
But many criminal trial lawyers here in Orlando see nothing in the special prosecutor's report that would convict Zimmerman. Because Florida's stand your ground law allows even the original aggressor in a fight to use deadly force if the person becomes reasonably afraid of being killed or gravely hurt. Trial lawyer Richard Hornsby has litigated 15 stand your ground cases, none of them homicides, and he's won all of them.
In your view, the affidavit is more significant for what it leaves out than for what it includes.
The moment that George Zimmerman fired that shot is the key question in this entire case. Did he reasonably believe he had to fire that shot to defend himself? And the fact she completely left that out begs the question is, does she not have any evidence to refute his version of the events?
A hearing next Friday will determine whether Zimmerman should be freed on bond.
800-510-8255. We'll get to your calls after we answer a few more questions about this situation. And one of the late entries into the conversation is Bill Cosby. Here, Candy Crowley talks to him, and there's a very interesting conversation about race.
What do you think of the Trayvon Martin case? Is there an aspect of it that worries you more than?
No, I think it's. I think it is. I listened to his parents, Trayvon's parents, and they seem to be very, very pleased with what is going on. I'm a person who believes that gun, all around this United States. When a person has a gun, sometimes their mind clicks that this thing it will win arguments and straighten people out. And in the wrong hands, in the wrong mind, it's death. It's wounding people. People who don't have money to buy a decent meal for themselves, yet someone will put an illegal gun in their hand. And we in this country have got to continue to be out there in the streets about the gun. I'm not saying you can't have it in your home to protect yourself, because people on drugs really don't care. They don't think well, and they will kick in your door. So you've got to protect yourself in your own home. But I also believe that when you tell me that you're going to protect the neighborhood that I live in, I don't want you to have a gun. I want you to be able to see something, report it, and get out of the way, because you happen to be a part of the neighborhood. I don't want you to get hurt, and I don't want you to hurt anyone.
So you saw more a gun issue than a race issue.
How are you going to solve a race issue when it becomes he said, she said, or he said? And the other question is, what is solved by saying he's a racist? That's why he shot the boy. What solves that? This, and what is he doing with it? And who taught him and told him how to behave with this? Because it doesn't make any difference if he's racist or not racist. If he's scared to death and not a racist, it's still a confrontational provoking of something. I don't know what happened, but I know that this... I used to have a gun. The policeman who okayed it said to me, "Mr. Cosby, when you pull this trigger, you can't call it back."
Pretty interesting. Bill Cosby, usually pretty thoughtful and provocative with his thoughts on the Trayvon Martin case. The ladies on The View talk about Bill Cosby's comments in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Grandpa!
Hey, get
our
figure.
You
love here.
It's not unfortunate. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax, and my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit, and we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm Brett Larson. Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean. Beyond closets, drawers, and shaking out rugs, don't forget to clean the things you've ignored the rest of the year, indoors and out. A little help from the right cleaning products will get your home ready. Take your refrigerator. When was the last time you cleaned it out? Wash surfaces with a solution of 3/4 cup of Clorox regular bleach per gallon of soapy water. Let the solution stand 5 minutes, then rinse and air dry. Bust out the Clorox disinfecting wipes to hit hard-to-reach spots like the top shelves of bookcases and the corners of cupboards. Heading outside to plant spring flowers, disinfect tools and pots to prevent the spread of any plant diseases or bacteria that might be lingering from last season. Wash and rinse pots and tools thoroughly, then soak for 5 minutes in a solution of 3/4 cup Clorox regular bleach per gallon of water. Rinse again to complete. For more spring cleaning tips like these, visit Clorox.com.
This half hour on the countdown, we're discussing the Trayvon Martin case and the current points of view. And speaking of The View, the ladies on The View yesterday talked about Bill Cosby's comments, which you just heard a few minutes ago.
Bill Cosby has weighed in on the Trayvon Martin killing, saying that this tragedy was not about race, it's about guns. I think it's kind of an interesting and really clear way of looking at this.
You know, Bill, I have great admiration for Bill Cosby because he says that he has enormous common sense, and he says things, and very often, even the African Americans he's talking about, don't agree with him. What he said here, but he has the courage to say it. He said, "I believe when you tell me that you're going to protect the neighborhood that I live in, I don't want you to have a gun. Right. I want you to be able to see something, report it, and get out of the way. I don't want you to have a gun. Right. I want you to be able to see something, report it, and get out of the way. I don't want you to get hurt, and I don't want you to hurt anyone." So he says, "Well, you, it's the guns.
Yeah.
Guns.
Yeah. I think that's just one." You know, with all due respect to Mr. Cosby, that is also one opinion. But there's also other opinions. I know me as a mother, I look at Jeffrey. I think that this man looked at him as a perceived threat. And I'm wondering if it was another boy of another color, would he have seen him as a threat with that hoodie on?
If he didn't have a gun.
Even if he had a gun or not. I wonder if he still would have.
That's the racist part of it. But what he is saying is, you should not be carrying a gun. If you have a gun, you're going to use it.
He also
addressed yours, and he said, how are you going to solve a race issue when it becomes he said, she said? The other question is, what is solved by saying he's a racist, and that's why he shot the boy? What solves that? What is he doing with it? Who taught him? Who told him how to behave with this? It doesn't make any difference if he's a racist or not racist.
Well, but again, like I'm saying, as a mother of a little black boy who's going to be 17 years old, it makes a difference to me. Because when I look at things, that's a teaching moment that I have with Jeffrey. If somebody gets in a car with a stranger, I say, don't get in a car with strangers.
But what he's saying is, don't carry guns.
Right. All right, so once again, in my opinion, Sherry Shepherd is wrong. An interesting conversation based on Bill Cosby's comments on the Martin case. Here's Sarah calling in Maryland for the countdown.
My concern is George Zimmerman's response. My concern is I don't see, oh, my God, I killed a 17-year-old kid in self-defense or because I thought he was suspicious or whatever the reason. But there's no, it's very cold, and that's what scares me. And for people to kill a young boy in cold blood who has Skittles in his tea, and you don't really see compassion, you don't really see remorse, that's the scary part. And so, you know, I'm ready for justice to be served, and I'm ready for human beings to start to love each other.
Not a bad idea. Thank you for that. 800-510-8255. More of your calls coming right up here on the countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Available now for your calls at 800-510-8255 on the Trayvon Martin case. We've heard from a number of different sources here. Talk radio programs, talk television programs around the country. That's what we typically do here, monitor a lot of different programs, get different points of view, and get you to think, perhaps in a way that you haven't, about an issue, and this issue is certainly hot stuff. Stephen in New Jersey with thoughts on Mr. Zimmerman.
I think they went with the more severe charge because of all the publicity. In my opinion, it should be a charge of manslaughter because of the intent. It was an accident. I don't think it was intentional. I think what happened was accidental. I don't think he meant to kill him. It's no different than if you're in an auto accident and you make a wrong turn and you hit somebody and they die. It's cause and effect. I think they were pushed to do this because of all the publicity.
What do you think? 800-510-8255. Vaughn in Lake City, Florida, listening to The Jet. Is it all about publicity, Vaughn?
Well, yes and no, but the first thing that the more George Zimmerman's father and George talk, they were burying themselves with their own words.
Mm-hmm.
He said he went down to get the name of the street to tell the cops what street he's on. First of all, being a state-certified fireman, the first thing you learn are the streets. Same thing with the cops. They learn those streets. Now, George Zimmerman was a wannabe Barney Fife cop, and he wasn't just being a community watchman for a week. He's been doing this for a long time. So he knew those streets. So that excuse is not going to hold water. He didn't know the name of the street. And the guy came and caught him off guard because his whole defense is when they told him to stand down, he said he went to find the name of the street that they were on. That's not going to hold water in this case.
Yeah, Zimmerman's not the brightest bulb in the pack, and he, every time he opens his mouth, you're right, he sounds, he incriminates himself more. All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255. To Arizona we go, and stand your ground. Frank wants to talk about that.
Considering the hundreds of millions of guns we have in this country, I don't think a stand your ground law makes a lot of sense. And another thing, you know, we've seen the same thing with Rodney King, O.J. Simpson. You know, as citizens, I mean, I plead with our citizens to stand back, let due process take its course, let the facts get out in court, because we're compromising, you know, our ability to, for all of us to exercise due process efficiently. And I think, you know, we just have to stand back, let the court, let the courts decide, and let the lawyers and judge and jury do their job.
All right, trying to do my job here, getting as many points of view from you as we can at 800-510-8255. Here's a caller in Virginia. Steve, you're on with us, please, here on the countdown.
It is not the law. It's the people who are abusing the law. That's the problem that we have in this country. I will say this. I think that what happened is very sad, but the reality of it, now that this man is in custody, I think we should wait and let the court do their job, because it is a sad day for America, the one we're killing our own children. But the reality of it, we have to wait and see what the court will do about this law.
800-510-8255. Scott in Georgia on Stand Your Ground.
I'm driving down the road, dropping my kid off at school, and I've already passed three police officers that are standing on the side of the road with a radar gun, trying to do nothing more than revenue collection. If the police officers were actually out there handling the neighborhoods, you know, taking care of petty crime, ask your police officer friends, which I do all the time, you know, what happens with petty crimes. Most of them go unsolved. The break-ins, the thefts, you know, the people that break into your car. These crimes are generally never solved. Therefore, it really makes Stand Your Ground laws, you know, where you have to pretty much protect yourself. It's gone crazy, specifically here in Georgia. There's no crime fighting whatsoever. It's all about revenue collection. And the police officers basically have to get the revenue in order to keep their jobs. Now, I'm not saying that Zimmerman was right or wrong. You know, that's for a judge to decide, and I'm ashamed the way that Al Sharpton has basically just mediaized this thing, that everybody's got an opinion and nobody knows the facts. You know, maybe if he killed the guy in cold blood, then the justice system will work like it's worked, you know, for 200 years, and he'll get the crime, you know, he'll pay for it. But if it was self-defense, that's something else. So that's why those laws are totally needed whenever people, you know, feel threatened. Because you cannot count on the police officers anymore. Basically, it's all about revenue collection. If you don't believe me, look when you're driving to work today or home and just count the police officers on the side of the road that are doing nothing more than revenue collection as opposed to actual true crime fighting. And crime fighting from petty crimes where it all starts and it works up from there.
Hear, hear, sir.